I'm Marco Werman, and you're with the world. Glad you can make it here on this Friday. You know, given the comments made by Donald Trump about barring Muslims from entering the U.S., it's hard to imagine there are many Muslim Americans ready to vote for him. Saba Ahmed is trying to change that. She's Pakistani-American, a lawyer, and the founder of the Republican Muslim Coalition. Ahmed used to be a Democrat, but she switched to the GOP a few years ago. That's where she feels more comfortable, though she admits that party leaders don't make it easy for Muslim Republicans.
Well, a lot of us are very fed up with the policies and targeting of Muslims. Donald Trump recently talked about a Muslim ban. A lot of them talk about Islam and Muslims as if, like, you know, we're some outside group. But we're very much American citizens, and we just want to be part of the country. We're good, law-abiding citizens, and we deserve to have a seat at the table. And I believe Republican leadership is behind us. Ryan's Priebus and Paul Ryan both spoke out against Donald Trump's Muslim ban, and I was glad to see that Donald Trump is backing out of his plans for us. And hopefully he will tone down his anti-Islamic rhetoric. And if he will be the GOP frontrunner and the nominee, we hope to have Muslims in his administration. And hopefully he'll be reaching out to our community.
You believe he'll do that because he continues to repeat his pledge to ban foreign Muslims from entering the U.S.?
He does. But I mean, as you saw just a couple of days ago, he started talking about it's just temporary and it was just a suggestion. And I think he is toning down his Muslim ban. It is unconstitutional, illegal. There are many federal laws that ban religious discrimination. And so we don't ever see it passing through Congress.
Donald Trump is now the presumptive Republican nominee. Are you saying you're going to vote for him?
We will be supporting the GOP nominee at the Republican Muslim Coalition. We hope to see a GOP candidate win the White House. And if Donald Trump ends up being the nominee, then yes, we will be supporting him.
But 6 months ago, you were protesting Trump precisely because of what he said about Muslims. But now you'll support him. Why the switch?
Well, I am still concerned about his policies. We can have disagreements about policies, but I think at the policy and a party level, we still will support the Republican nominee. I'm concerned about his anti-Islamic rhetoric, and that's why we're reaching out to him and the GOP establishment here in Washington, D.C. to educate them about Islam and Muslims, and if they can change their perspectives. And I think we have the opportunity to influence their policies this year. So I don't see why we couldn't support them.
Another big switch for you, Saba, is that you used to be a Democrat and then switched to the Republican Party in 2012. Why'd you do that?
It was primarily because I couldn't support myself as a Democrat. I ran for office, and during the campaign, I was frequently asked about my policy positions. And a lot of the liberal values didn't align with my Islamic faith.
What kind of values?
We're very much pro-life, pro-traditional marriage, traditional family values, pro-business, pro-trade, and Islamic values are very much the conservative principles that the Republican Party stands for. Although some of our elected officials and GOP representatives may not reflect the core ideals of our party, but that is what the Republican Party is supposed to stand for, and we hope to bring them back towards that.
There are a lot of Muslims, though, who say that the tolerance and openness of the Democratic Party is where they feel most comfortable. You don't agree with that?
I mean, yes, that is a huge draw to the Democratic Party. They are much more welcoming to Muslims. However, when it comes down to their policy positions, I don't think that in terms of the national security debate and policies against Muslims are much different than Republicans. So therefore, it's very important for us to engage with both parties. And I think Democrats have a lot of Muslims within the party to lobby them and to influence them. But on the Republican side, there is very few. And that's why we formed the Republican Muslim Coalition.
You know, we hear a lot about how, like, the Latino vote is not a monolithic vote. There are Latinos on all political sides. Do you see yourself breaking this myth, too, kind of on the Muslim American side of things, that just because you're Muslim American, then you must be against Trump?
Exactly, right. 70% of our community voted for President Bush back in 2000. A lot of us have Republican roots, and many of our community supported Republican candidates precisely because of our Islamic values aligning with the GOP. But sadly, after 9/11, a lot of people left the Republican Party because they felt betrayed by Bush administration policies against Muslims. And what we're trying to do is bring them back into the party and hopefully influence and change the GOP narrative on Muslims.
Finally, you know, when Donald Trump says we're going to make America great again, what do you hear when you hear that?
I think we will make America great again for everyone. and that includes Muslim Americans. And we're hoping that the America that I see is going to be reflective of diversity and welcoming all people of all faiths, all backgrounds, and we will have a great country again.
Saba Ahmed is a Pakistani-American. She's president of the Republican Muslim Coalition, and she's supporting Donald Trump. Saba, thank you very much.
Thank you for having me.
Saba says that Muslim Americans need to be much more politically proactive within the Republican Party. She wants Muslims in leadership positions, influencing policy from the inside. So what do you think? Should Muslims be doing more to change the GOP, and why? Saba is up on our Facebook page right now talking about this. Look for PRI's The World to join the conversation.